defensively for the Knicks. Can they match up with Capella and company on that front line?
Knicks reset to Randall. 10 seconds to shoot.
Fellas, we are back. That is the...
Okedan, what's going on?
Okedan, that's right. And Okedan really is... Okedan, dude, how do you do that? How did Trae Young
so,
do that?
It's funny because I wasn't sure if you were going to go there or not.
I had
but,
to. We got an ATL fan in the house.
But we may revisit that later with some of the responses to these questions.
Let's do it. I mean, listen, Trae Young is a... prime example 101 to our topic for today, which is trash talk. Trash talking, which is part of the game, is part of life, is part of on the court, off the court, just regular competition, not
human nature.
Human nature, right? Just video games, playing cards, playing dominoes, spades, whatever, hoop. You name it, you trash talking each other.
Why you look at him when
you
talk about spades?
Hey, hey. He looked dead at me.
Wait, in fact, I play spades more than him.
You do.
My bad, bro. I figured, you know, he might have a little.
You can look at him for dominoes, me for spades.
All right, cool. That works. Who's got cards?
I got cards. It's not here.
Uno, you got
next
Uno.
Time.
No, I love my Uno because.
Oh, listen, y'all, listen. Like, we talk about if we're gonna talk about competition and trash talking, y'all don't want none of this competitive Uno fire.
I mean, you're gonna lose, but it's okay.
None of it. Oh, okay.
It's okay,
bro. We had
wow,
bro. Listen, you remember Jay, my boy Jay.
Yes,
shout out to Jay. Man, the competitive Uno tournaments that we used to have in the dorms. Talk about changing the entire rules of the game. Like, we had our own set of rules that we did not follow. None of that bullshit that Uno puts out. You know that they're out there on Twitter?
Yeah.
Like, trying to, like, re-clarify what you can and can't do. Yeah, that's bullshit. Nah. We created our own rules, and we had some competitive-ass Uno tournaments. Like, bruh, yeah, y'all want none of this smoke.
Well, you know, my son hits me with the reverse Uno every time I tell him something, so... So he got his own rules too. I gotta catch up with him.
You know, even though this episode of Trash Talk, and we have said this privately in the past, you still bringing up the past, man.
I mean, I'm just saying
the past. Like, dude, this is the future. You're basically gonna lose to me.
We might have to make this happen in a future episode.
What we just talked about was in the trash, right? In the past. Trae Young. Yeah. It happened in the past, and he still lives rent free.
Listen.
In New York, in the present,
and probably will in the future.
Including the I like that. Y'all saw that?
Yes.
They were presenting something at the Summer League, and Trae was being interviewed. I forget what it was now. And somebody in the crowd goes, "Fuck Trae Young." And he goes, "I like that."
Yo, was it the in-season trophy?
Yeah, something like that. He was given the East.
Yes.
Part. And he was talking about the Hawks in there, and someone went, "Fuck Trae Young." He said, "I like that."
So, I mean, and that's the trash talking becomes an identity at some point. But we'll get into that further down. But gentlemen, trash talk, right? Trash talk becomes it's verbal, right? It's written. It could be written something in an ad or in a paper. You want to get a message across to somebody. It's just simply body language,
actions.
Like, actions. One of the biggest trash talking moments I saw was. Right, Kobe talking to a fan. Shut up. 5 rings. He has a great shirt, actually. I don't know if you ever seen it. Not this one.
You got your mama's shirt.
Not this one, but he has a shirt where it's an X-ray of his hand and the injuries he's had, and his rings on each finger. That's a beautiful trash talking shirt. Beautiful. So, in that sense, right? I want to talk about out of those three elements of trash talking. In your opinion, what is the most impactful version of out of those three? Spoken, written, or body language?
Oh, it's by far actions.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's by far. I mean, like, hands down, by far. If you can talk trash to somebody and get your point across without saying a word, it's over at that point. That's the Vince Carter. It's over. Like, it's over. I don't got to say nothing else.
Okay. Sir?
Actions. Quick to hit. You already know what my phrase is.
Oh, so I already know this one.
Quick to hear, slow to speak. Because 9 times out of 10, people usually talk a lot and they're not able to back it up. So their actions got to speak louder than the words, and a lot of people don't. So it's always going to be actions.
I would agree. We're in concurrence with action, because listen, that end result is based on actions. Right. When you got that dub in your column, it's all action based, not talking. Now, talking just helps support it.
So I think it's anybody can talk.
Right. Right.
Anybody can talk and anybody can say anything, right? Like even going back to the trade clip and that whole playoff series, with he can talk all game, but hitting the dagger shot and going to midcourt and bowing, right? Like,
yes.
Now, whether that borderlines on, you disrespectful know, disrespectful is another different. Another conversation, but being able to have the actions to back it up, or if you want to take it even a little bit further back, going back to the MJ documentary, right? Like he said, anybody can talk with the lead,
right?
Anybody can talk with the lead. You know, he's sitting there swinging the bat in the locker room. But like, anybody can talk from ahead and be front runners.
Right.
But can you talk while you're still behind?
Well, the score is 0-0.
And then also still make it happen.
Correct.
So
correct.
Shout out to Gary Payton.
Shout out to another young gentleman this week in one of our games. Decided to do a little trash talk in pregame, and I would say our boys heard it.
Oh,
and responded.
I forgot about that.
Prior to the game, he tried to tell us that we were gonna lose, and
we're gonna have our first loss.
His team took an 18-point L, so without scoring a point in the second half.
He might have another chance though. We'll see how
turns out. He might.
But either way, I'm glad you brought that up about disrespectful, because that's another question I write. Trash talking is a strategic move at some point when you really get into like breaking it down and how I'm going to attack this opponent. If you're one of those type of players, how do you strategize trash talking, and then at what point does it become more unsportsmanlike? So that's another question I have for you. What do you think is that fine line that, or the unwritten, unspoken rules of really, too much when it's a little too much? Is there no such line?
Good. My bad, man. So I want to say, from the boundary settings over the last 15, 16 years, and I think y'all can agree with me, I think we can honestly say trash talk has probably went beyond trash talking sometimes, of the disrespectful on the boundaries that people have created.
Okay.
Like, and before it'd be like this, it's like, you know, like growing up, I'm a Ollie fan. Shout out to the Ollie family. But during that era, and it's like going back to like your mama jokes on trash talking and joking and, you know, stuff like that. That era was like, dang, you want to talk about somebody's mama? But now they've gone to whole boundaries. It's like they don't even talk about your mom. They talk about, like, from a hip hop standpoint, they go to the dead homies big time. Like, we thought, you know, Tupac, when he said hit him up, apologize about going, I don't know, we supposed to do sports, but that is a combative sport.
That's trash talk.
But you know, hit him up, you know, the sickle cell thing, we thought like, dang, that's me. Now they over here dropping Adonis. Like, they dropped Adonis. You like this.
Do you think that's kind of being pulled back a little bit, scaled back, because of this current like cancel culture environment? Right, because back in the day, I remember KG would say anything and everything. Gary Payton would say anything and everything. But nowadays, you don't hear that same level of trash talking, where people attack your family or your kids. I remember KG called Charlie Villanueva a cancer patient. Right, you can't do that nowadays, from my understanding. Right? So when I can't remember who else he talked to. It's something about, like, he said something about his mom, but his mom was actually in the hospital with a disease. So is it being scaled back? And is that a strategy that is being utilized? Is that something that, is there a line, right?
So I think that it is being scaled back. I mean, just because of how culturally and society is evolving, which is a good thing, right? But so for me, I think context matters, and like the situation that you're in, and understanding that there's going to be players that, like, you can get in their head just through words, right? Mm-hmm. But like, if you look at a guy like Kobe, it doesn't matter what you say to Kobe. In fact, it's probably worse if you talk to Kobe.
Right, right.
You're right. And there's other guys even right. in the league today, right? Who, or in any sport, anything else, like saying stuff to them will only fuel them. You, right? Like, just even in the pickup game, like anybody who talks to you, it's just going to motivate you even more to bust them up, right? So like, so there's times for that. And then there's times for like, just letting your actions speak. But where it goes, I mean, word wise, obviously, when you start to get to that non, you know, that cancel culture line, obviously, then you turn to disrespect. There's, I think if you keep your trash talk based on the game, or if it's rap or something like, you know, if you keep it based on that and not make it super personal, I think that that's kind of the fine line. But with actions, I think it's the same way. Like we've told our kids, like, you can celebrate a big play, even if you stop somebody or you make a shot over them, whatever. But where you draw that fine line to disrespectful is if you are celebrating in that person's face, pointing at them, you know, stuff like right? So I think that that's kind of the situational piece of it. To like, you want to be careful to. I don't know if it were me, like. I have some fun trash talking, like even with Matt, like we trash talk each other, but like I would never cross that disrespectful boundary.
Okay. But at the same time though, we don't play at that level of, you know, I'm winning a chip. My career's on the line. This puts money, you know, bread on my family's table.
So I would like to think if I were in that situation, which obviously none of us have never experienced that kind of pressure or anything like, or anything that comes with it. But if I were to envision that, I would hope that version of Ken would do it more through my actions.
Okay.
And just let my play speak for itself. And it might be more like the Tim Duncan style. Right? Like Tim Duncan went through his career, was not known as a trash talker. But however, now you hear about all these stories coming out that he was there talking, but it was like polite trash talking, right?
Right.
Like,
it's like good the job. First time we ran into them. It was very courteous.
It was like, good try. Good try.
You want to try from maybe, here next time.
Hey, you know what? Next time, maybe you should try this and it might work out better for you, right? So like, it might be, I would hope that version of Ken would be like a more Tim Duncan style of trash talk.
You mother, man. You know what?
I think that was very unsportsmanlike of us.
Dog, you said this, and I never will forget it. Like, hey, bro, you want to take this mid-range because you got me off of this. And it's like, you should take this shot.
Pull
right.
the mic.
Oh, you ain't able
to. You got to pull the mic in or else it ain't going to be like,
My bad. You said this. He was like, hey, man, you were able to get me off of that. You should have taken the shot right there. He's like, nah, and then you want to do it again. And I'm like this. Went home.
You know. So my reason for doing that was just to make it tougher for me because I was just too easy. I want a challenge.
Six.
And then it stopped. All right. So I'm glad you brought that up, right? Because do trash talking in terms of coaches and team manager or whatever. For example, us, right? We coach a youth team.
Mm-hmm.
One of our boys after a play celebrated. And we immediately stopped practice. We cut it off. We brought them in. And said, listen, we don't do that. We celebrate after the win and not disparagingly. We don't, you know, we don't taunt. We celebrate amongst us with as our teammates. We don't dance on the floor. We don't do the gritty and whatever else that's popular out there right now. The gritty can be done after you score a touchdown, not on the way to scoring a touchdown. So this kid started dancing. We pulled it in and said, no, you don't do that. However, I've come across some YouTube videos where kids in the middle of a basketball game are doing all sorts of like 2K celebrations from what I'm being told. In the middle of a game though.
Yeah.
And that to me, that's an automatic bench. I don't care if you're the leading scorer. You are not doing that. That is bad basketball. This is bad competition. You don't do that. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I agree. I mean, and seeing the kid in our youth that hit a 2K celebration, I was legit like, I was like, oh, I'm am I playing 2K right now or am I coaching? I don't understand. But and thankfully it was only in practice and we were able to stop it.
I would have been livid.
Put an end to it right then and there. But I had a slightly similar but different experience when coaching flag football this past spring. And we had a kid who was, we were in practice, thankfully, again. And he was, I think he was frustrated because a couple plays didn't go his way. And then he finally made this catch that he had been trying and kept missing, or I think maybe once or twice he was overthrown. Anyway, he finally makes the catch. And his celebration was to point, like, taunting. As he's backpedaling, taunting, right? And it was actually a D.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and so we just had to, like, coaches kind of had to pull, like, we just stopped everything. And were like, this is a ground rule. We're not going to do this. This is not the team that we're going to put together. Now, there may be some teams out there that if you want to do that, you go play for those coaches, but if you're going to play for us, we're going to play the right way. And for me, it goes back to you got to respect the game, whatever game it is, right? You hear that respect the game in football, you hear it in basketball. I'm sure that it exists in other sports that we don't coach or play as frequently as we do these two, but you got to respect the game, right?
Right.
You respect the tradition of the game, the history of the game. Right. And then there's also, you know, respecting and valuing other people too, so.
I agree. That's all I'm gonna say because I'm not in those situations. So I was in martial arts years ago, people. And the thing is, it was about respecting the opponent. Like,
there you go.
Right.
You respect the opponent. It's a competition. But however, I mean, they want to talk trash. I already said my quote already. Quick to hear, slow to speak. You respond. You be like this. Well, you on the floor. I won, but it was nice playing against you. Get up, you know, get out the way. Thank you, man. So that's about it.
Right. So that's a great point, right? Because trash talking, similar, right? Whether it's team sports, individual sports, the rules are the rules. The ground rules are the rules. Right? There's no taunting. You don't get disrespectful with it to the degree where it gets cancelish culture. I just made a word.
Cancelish. You know, listen to Fergalicious, man.
Listen, it's Googleable now.
It's Googleable
and it's YouTubeable.
Like,
but in that, whether team sports or individual, when you hear trash talk, and we touched on this a little earlier, does that escalate tension, or does that motivate certain players, or does it do a little bit of both, depending on your personality?
So this is between all of us. I'm going to say this. So what happens when we play against each other and other people are talking? And who has to end? I'm playing against.
I just hear this like words and Matt's like echo in my ear all the time when I hear.
What do I always say?
Stop talking to him.
No. What else do I say?
Heck, apologize to me.
Exactly. I say that every time.
Because he ends up guarding me.
And everybody
face the brunt of
everybody
that.
Talks smack and I have to guard him and they be like, oh, you didn't guard well. I'm not trying to curse. I'm just like
sacrificial lamb.
Like Ken, when he does it, Ken is okay because Ken, I can trust Ken. Everybody else, I can't. I'm over here like I got a quartet, man.
I actually heard Matt in the middle of the game. Why did you guard him then? Stop talking.
I had to bring that up because I'm like this. I'm like, when you do it and you don't back it up, I'm like, what's the point of you doing that? That's making your opponent, that could give him an edge.
It depends, though, because not everyone responds that way. Right, some people fold under pressure.
Yeah, no,
so it just you have to kind of pick and choose. Like we talked earlier, Kobe, you don't talk to him, whereas you could talk to Ben Simmons, right? You can't do it to Trae Young, you can't do it to certain players. So it comes down to that, I think, in my opinion, right? It fuels them, like, oh, because for me, you don't got to talk trash to me. If I hear you talking trash to even my teammate, that's all I need, because you doubt us as a unit. Not me, as a unit. I bet. Let's go. That's how I look at it. That's kind of how I train my son. It shouldn't just be you. It should be your unit. Because you come as a unit. This is a team game. It's not you.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, context matters, and it's all situationally dependent on the factors of who's doing the trash talking, mm-hmm. who's on the receiving end, and what their motivations are. Because, I mean, you look at, you know, a guy like using Trey as that example in New York. I mean, that picture where that cold ass picture.
Oh, where he's looking back.
Where he's looking back at the crowd. But like, say that's not Trey Young.
Yeah.
In that moment, and you've got an entire stadium full of people. Somebody spit on you, even though you didn't know it. But you got an entire stadium full of people saying "fuck you," and you know, like some people can fold under that.
Right.
And so for some, it will fuel their competitive drive to do better. But then you also, I think, if you're going to be the person who's trash talking, you got to know your audience. Like, you have to know your audience.
That's what I've been trying to figure out for years. It's just like, we know we've been playing this game with chess. We, as a basketball group, just saying this, I always said this, the biggest compliments they always get from me, besides being great people, is we have a very high IQ basketball group. We play chess like crazy. Y'all faces like, what? I'm saying this for a reason. We have a very high IQ basketball group, and the fact is they still talk trash to you. Like, it's, and I'm still amazed by that. I'm like,
but I think there's another element, right? It's not just, okay, you talk trash and somebody's game gets better or worse, but there's also talking trash to somebody and them personally, like how they take that trash talk. And does that escalate their
performance?
No, like them getting pissed off, right? How does that affect them emotionally? Right. Because there are some people that you can talk to, and it could escalate to a point of, I'm going to go to my car.
Physical altercation.
Hey, or
a friend who,
I'm going to go to my car and get a 44. Like, it's nothing, right?
Or our friend who decided to play a little football mid game with you.
Correct. Like somebody who threw me down on the concrete because he was mad. Like, but I don't know if I was talking that much trash, but I don't know. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. But either way, I'm just saying, like, you could, if you do it to the wrong person, right, you just got to know, like, all right, this is not the guy that I want to talk trash to, because if he gets mad and decides that he wants to throw a haymaker, right.
Not that
like deep. Like I wouldn't be talking no trash to run our test, you know what Mm-mm. I mean? Mm-mm. You know, because all that did, look at the malice, right? That everything involved with
that was run our test. Metal World Peace is different.
But you know the point. Listen,
like, I don't mind talking trash to him as long as it stays on the court.
Right. But the point is
when I see that he's losing his mind, as it might spill off the court, that's when I gotta, all right, buddy, relax.
But the point is that so it could impact your performance, or it could impact emotionally, right? And especially depending on what you're saying. And that's where it gets into that fine line of, is it just trash talk about the game, or are you starting to go personally to, you know, that person and or their personal life? Or even like if you're talking trash about, like, let's say you're in the league and you're like, you know, how did you even make it here or something? You know, that can get in some folks, some guys' heads.
Larry Bird, right? Saying, oh, you put a white guy on me? Right. That's disrespectful.
Or T-Mac with Jet T.
Right.
that one.
Right. Like, and people react to the differently, right?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, regardless of whether they're athletes making millions of dollars or just us out on the court, like, we're all human beings, right? Mm-hmm. There's people just even taking this outside, social media, right? There's people that take in that social media and respond to all the negative comments and get frustrated with it. And there's others just don't even bother with it. Right.
Like, shout out to Twitter.
Right.
Yeah. And Twitter, especially, like, there's some toxic social media out there.
Right.
And so it all kind of goes to me like hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be a trash talker, in my mind, then you have to be smart about it in this day and age, because you got to be careful what you say. Especially now with the devices, the recording devices, like, that didn't exist as much back in the, you know, early 2000s.
Gary Payton got away with a lot.
Right. Now there's mics, mic'd up, all this other stuff out there. So you got to be careful what you say, how you say it, who you say it to.
Right.
And you just have to assume that whatever you say is going to be out there for the world to consume.
Speaking of, hold on, did y'all see Ron Davis and KD go at it this week?
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's, but that's another one where I actually love that. Like the KD trash talking on Twitter, because it's not disrespectful, right? But it's fun, and it's fun to read. It's entertaining to read. It's like, let me get my popcorn ready, right? KD has harnessed that, right, in a positive way, because not only is he getting to talk about ball, which he loves, mm-hmm. clearly, mm-hmm. he's a hooper, right? But he's interacting with fans
right.
that would otherwise never interact with him in real life
right.
and doing it in a fun, entertaining way without being disrespectful. Right. What's wrong with that?
It's great to see super fans like fighting or talking trash with the athletes. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Michael Rapaport.
Right.
He gets a Spike Lee. These guys, like the Spike Lee Kobe game, mm-hmm. the Knicks game where Nick, you know, Kobe just killed him because mm-hmm. of Spike.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just great to see that. And that's my other question. There's another element of this. From what you were saying, right, there's the Trey Young response, and then there's the Ben Simmons response. The two, all you know, right. completely polar opposites of the results of trash talking.
Mm-hmm.
That also spills over into the fans. But before that, it spills over into team rivalries, which then carry forward for a while. I remember one specific one, and which this one I remember you were mad about, and you came in, you're like, man, this mother. This is when the Wizards were talking trash about the Hawks one time.
I don't know why you clap it. We won the series, bro.
They won that series.
Oh, I'm still
talking. That when Paul Pierce called game and then Al Horford called series.
Like, and when Wall and Beal kind of looked at each other, one.
Yeah.
You're talking about against the Cavs.
During the press. During
the Hawks.
The Hawks.
So Wall and Beal were sitting there like this, side by side, getting interviewed. And the interviewer asked some question about, like, I don't know if it was like not Fear Atlanta, but something like that, like basically how they felt. And they just kind of looked at each other like very dismissively. Like,
how you looked at us?
Who the fuck? Yeah. Who the fuck cares about?
Man, why you keep the sixth game, man? Dog. I knew you.
But that's what they looked like. Who the fuck cares about Atlanta? Like that's light work, and ended up losing the series.
So. Okay, yeah, but then next year, guess what happened? The Wizards beat y'all in five. Okay. Anyway, get to the point.
The point is exactly, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it's that rivalry that keeps escalating because of that trash talk.
So,
but it's dead in the water.
So man. You want to talk about that? My favorite rivalry, obviously, because of my fandom, is Atlanta Falcons versus New Orleans Saints.
Mm.
So to me, I know a lot of people talk about the Steelers and Ravens as one of the biggest rivalries. Falcons and Saints, bro, that's the best rivalry in sports, hands down.
Really, sports.
Like the players hate the other cities.
I don't know. Yankees and Red Sox have a terrible one.
Yeah, but it's kind of like,
I don't know, man.
It's died out over. Nah, bro. Falcons, Saints. Really? It doesn't get the publicity that the others do because of the markets. But if you actually were to dive into the actual hatred between these two for these two cities, just because of a football team.
Wow.
Bruh, it is so crazy.
I could answer your question on that. The reason why the older heads are keeping it alive. Yankee fans, when you go to the games, it's like a family. Like, you know how you bring in D up in the football and you bring in Tej up in that? My bad for bringing up the names. My bad.
Just put us out there. Like,
we family.
Here. We need to get Matt Donis out.
Anyway, you know how you teach them basketball and stuff? Mm. It's basically that's keeping it alive. But there's no, the casual person is really watching until the World Series. So that's why the fandom on that is dying. Now, you want to talk about rivalry? That's a great rivalry, because I love that. You know who else I love? Chapel Hill and Duke. That's a great rivalry.
You're right.
Then again, when the teams aren't that good, so what happens is, a lot of rivalries start to die out when the teams are not that good, right?
That's true. Yeah.
But in this particular, for me personally, like, it doesn't matter whether the teams are good or not. Like, if Falcons and Saints, like, both teams know that they're not playoff teams, all they care about is those two games. Like, as long as we win those two games,
that's it.
I don't care about what else happens the rest of the season. We can win those two games and get a high draft pick, right? Like, as long as we don't lose to New Orleans. And you're right, the old heads will, because I'm raising Dylan the same way. He's like, he don't like the Saints. Why would he like the Saints? That's disrespect. That's Not in my house.
See, and this,
we had remember the conversation.
This is the question I posed to Ken, right? I'm like, bro.
Oh yeah.
Now imagine if Dylan gets drafted.
Nope.
By the Saints, number one pick.
Nope. I'm gonna pull a Archie Manning, Eli Manning, to like, we are not gonna go like how he did to the Chargers. We're not gonna go there.
Wow.
And y'all gonna have to figure some other trade out, because me ain't going. Nah. Not gonna happen.
What if he ends up there in the trade or something happens and it's
definitely
out of
not
control?
The only way is through a draft or through a potential trade, but then he's gonna have to sit out till.
Wow, you gonna sit your son?
No, he ain't gonna. No,
and you ain't gonna rock a Hawk and Blade like a
absolutely not. Never put those colors on. Listen. He's not gonna sit out. Obviously, he's gonna have to make that bread and do his thing on the field. But
you ain't gonna say watching your son do his thing. Come on, man.
I mean, I'm not gonna cheer for the Saints. No, cheer for his individual success. Okay. But not the team success.
So what if he?
But
what? God. Because as long as he has his individual success, when he hits free agency, he can go somewhere else.
What if he come a wideout?
Huh? What about it?
So he come a wideout, and then he does like Randy Moss, but instead of three touchdowns, what was it, 157 yards? He does like 8 touchdowns.
And I root for his individual success,
and then they win.
But what if that leads to like success of the team?
I mean, if it does, but I'm not going to root for that. That's not like. That's my trash talk in my fandom.
So
I
you ain't
do not
rock
like that
your
team.
Son's jersey?
And Saints colors? Absolutely not.
Oh
man, you
absolutely
man.
Not. Absolutely
That's a
not.
True fan, Atlanta. Fan.
Absolutely not.
Falcons, hire this man.
I love my son, but nah, bro.
Are we sponsored?
the way he bleeds.
I'm as a crazy fan, and but I'm okay with that. I'm comfortable in my own skin to be that way. I will root for his individual success, but I will not root against my squad, especially with our bitter rivals. Absolutely not. Wow. Hell no.
So that's an example of where trash talking is beyond trash talking, beyond anything.
But it's not disrespectful.
It's like in the blood at that point.
But it's not disrespectful. I'm just like, no, I can never wear those colors. It's not going to happen.
But black, there's a genuine
look,
hatred.
Black and red. We the ones. That's what we do. We the ones.
Going into it, is that
there's that general hatred, though, which stems, and there's a lot of trash talking, which helps support that.
And just from the team. I actually love New Orleans as a city. Food's good. Tons of shit to do. I would definitely go back to New Orleans as a city.
But the fans don't like each other.
But now that black and gold, them ugly ass colors. I'm wearing that shit.
So you see,
you might not be welcome in the city, my man.
Now the city's dope as hell. The culture, the like. I went there once and we went around a street corner. I was there with somebody.
Bourbon Street.
Obviously we did Bourbon Street. We were on a back street somewhere. Just come out this random band on the corner. It's going crazy with horns and trombones and shit. Like it was beautiful, beautiful. Like so much fun.
Was it before?
But I never wear that black and gold. Fuck that.
Wow.
He might have a hard time in the city.
Yeah, he's going to have a hard time.
He loves the city, but he might not be welcome in the city.
Hey, man.
Hey, it's all right, though. We still love you, New Orleans. But, gentlemen, I mean, that's kind of what I brought with trash talk. I didn't want to speak a lot of trash talk because, I mean, you're already used to it. But, you know.
But, you know, like, the thing about it is it's such a big topic.
It right? is.
So I think it's hard to get all in one. So why don't we do a second one?
Let's do it.
You want to do a second one?
Let's do a second one.
No, I'm out. Hey, all right, let's nice talking to y'all.
All right, is that a wrap for this one?
Yeah, that's a wrap for this one. We appreciate y'all sticking with us. Hopefully you can give us your trash talk stories, because I mean, my God, we have tons
of them. My God, yeah, that would be dope.
We want to hear your trash talk stories. Like, man, that'd be what fun.
Second best player.
Oh, oh my God!
Yo, I remember that one.
Yo,
I'm the second best. I'm like,
that
what?
Was,
who says that out loud?
This guy came to the court and said he was the second best player because he knew Hack was the best player.
Well, and then you were on the court. I was on the court.
Dude,
and
it was
then
crazy because we ran a game and y'all someone was arguing with him and he's like, "Yo, man, after Hack, I'm the second best player." I'm like, we all just turned around like, "What?
No. We were trying to get people."
You know that Nick Young meme where he's like,
"No. We were trying to get people lined up." And then he's like, "Nah, you can't put us on the same team because I'm the second." That's what he said.
Oh my God.
That's what he said. I'm the second best player. I'm like, bro, you got Ken. You got me. You got a shadow of Ken and me.
Just the fact that you say that out loud.
And then what happened the last, wait, you didn't see it. He did. What happened the next time after we all saw each other? Remember we came out?
Oh, you got worked.
By who?
You.
Yep.
in a one-on-one.
And what was the score?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
a lot like, to a little.
Yeah. He very clearly was not the second best player, but he thought he was.
I mean, I admire the confidence.
Bless his little heart. Poor little Tink Tink found out he wasn't. On that note, we appreciate y'all. Peace.